If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 19, Oregon DM 80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Some exotic booze, there's a bar.
Yesterday on Travelers 411, heard over many of these same stations, my Saturday travel show, I had on Andrew Weibrecht. Andrew is one of the children of Lisa and Ed Weibrecht, who own the Mirror Lake Inn in Lake Placid, New York. Last year, a year ago July, we went up to Lake Placid. And it's the kind of place that you can fall in love with. It's gorgeous. It's just gorgeous. And it's a 12-month-a-year destination because there's lots of winter sport there in the winter months. Skiing, snowboarding, snowshoeing, cross-country skiing, as well as downhill. And there's an area that they flood that freezes and makes this giant ice skating rink as well. Very cool. So when we were there a year ago, July, regrettably, Andrew Weibrecht, Lisa and Ed's son, was off training. I think he was in Chile. But it could have been Argentina, because, you know, when we're having summer, that's their winter. So if you're a CPA and you used to like to ski until you got into public accounting and you're busy from January through end of May catching up with the people who take an extension because they can't make the April 15th deadline, by the time you are done doing what you do professionally, you no longer have snow anywhere in North America. So you might want to take a look, as Andrew did, going off with the national ski team members to South America to ski. And I have to tell you, I have been to Chile, and Santiago is where you land. And you look around, it is so gorgeous. The mountains are so gorgeous. Interesting destination too, because in their summer months, which are our winter months, you might want to go and visit those wineries that produce, and the vineyards that produce that, those wonderful grapes. And they're all there. And you know what a big deal Chilean wine has become in the last 20, 30 years. So Andrew was off training for skiing, and we didn't get to meet. When I let the folks know in Lake Placid and at the Mirror Lake Inn that we were coming up with Amtrak and taking the dome car, which you've got to get yourself onto in the next week and a half or so, because it's going to end soon for this year, that wonderful vintage dome car that they put, this train car they attached to the Adirondack line of Amtrak, and it begins in Albany, Rensselaer train station, goes up to Montreal. But we got off in Westport, New York, and as part of your ticket on Amtrak, they provide very posh, this is no ordinary bus that's taking you, very posh, comfortable, you feel like you're in somebody's living room, in the shiniest cars you've ever seen, transportation, I shouldn't call them cars, I guess they're SUVs, they're wonderful, comfortable vehicles, and they will transport you from the train station in Westport, New York, where you get off, to Lake Placid, New York. So I heard that Andrew was going to be in town. Now, Andrew has won a bronze medal as part of the Olympic ski team 2 Winter Olympics ago. And the last Winter Olympics, he won the silver medal. He's a racer. And yesterday, I had him on with me on Travelers 411, and he was talking about how, you know, the racing speed that has won him awards has been 100 miles an hour. Can you imagine racing at 100 miles an hour? How about imagine the windshield of your car blows out and you have to drive somewhere to get it repaired and you're driving without a windshield at 100 miles an hour. You know when you roll down the window and you stick your head out at 65 miles an hour, what that blast is like? Imagine 100 miles an hour. I just find it beyond fathomable. But hey, so he's about to go off soon to Sochi, Japan, to do more training for the Winter Olympics and doesn't know yet, apparently, if he's going to be on the ski team yet. So we hope that he is, and we hope he brings home the gold this time because that would be a nice, what do they call it in racing, trifecta, when you win all three things. So, hey, that would be so cool. And we're going to be talking with Andrew shortly, and you're going to find it fascinating because we're going to continue the conversation we started yesterday in this hour. But I got something else I need to talk with you about that's really troubling me. And we're going to do that right after this.
It's frightening fun this Halloween with Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops performing the score to Tim Burton's animated classic, The Nightmare Before Christmas. Halloween Eve and Halloween Night, October 30th and 31st. Trick-or-treating in spooky behind-the-scenes spaces at Symphony Hall. Then follow the adventures of the Pumpkin King on the big screen while the Pops plays the Danny Elfman score live. Come dressed in costume. Tickets are going fast. Call 888-266-1200 or visit bostonpops.org. Season sponsor, Fidelity Investments.
All right, here's the thing. Do you remember a couple of months ago, sometime in the summer, I want to say maybe June or July or somewhere in there, maybe it was August, my senior producer, Barefoot Beachcomber, and on-air travel companion David Isby and I were having a conversation. And we were talking about, well, you know, there's that commercial where the woman says, a TV commercial, and she says, you know, when I travel abroad, and this is the part that troubles me the most, when I travel abroad and people ask me what my nationality is, I always say Hispanic. But then I went and had my genetic makeup tested, and it turned out I'm from all over the world. So now I check other. And what we talked about at the time were a couple of things. One was people. If you've never been to the countries that your genetic makeup is from, whether you've had it tested or you just know from grandma and grandpa and great-grandparents and family legends and the family Bible that this one came from here and that one came from there, if you've been in this country for generations, even one generation, if you were born in the United States, let me clue you in. You're American. And you know how you become American? When you leave the country. Because I can remember the very first time I went to Europe. And I was accustomed when people would say, what is your nationality? And I would say, well, on my mother's side, it's Austrian. And on my father's side, it's Russian. It's actually Ukrainian, but Russian. And the fact of the matter is that while I know enough German to be dangerous, and I only guess I know da and yet in Russian, and then I'm done with vocabulary. Well, hey, and people would say, oh, were you born there? No. Do you speak the language? No. Oh, you lived there for years? No. And I woke up quickly and realized, first of all, my family history goes back about 150 years in America at this point. So at some point, you have to wake up and realize whether you were the first in your family born in the U.S. or your family goes back for 50, 100, 150, 200 years or more, the fact that you've got Italian ancestors does not make you Italian, people. The fact that you've got Greek ancestors does not make you Greek. And most of the time when I meet somebody who says, you know, when the people start to talk about what their nationality is, and they say, well, you know, well, my family is Polish. Oh, were you born in Poland? No. How long did you live in Poland? No, I've never lived in Poland. How many times have you visited Poland? Never been there. Don't speak the language. Well, you may have some Polish blood running through your veins, like this lady who says she's everything in this TV commercial, but you're American. And it's really time you woke up to that. And I have to tell you, when the first time I went to Europe, nobody let me get away with saying that I was part Austrian and part Russian, because the fact of the matter is I'm 100% American. And so it wasn't until you leave the U.S., that you become American. Because in the U.S., when people ask one another about nationality, they're talking about ancestors. And the assumption is, yeah, you're American, but it's not a reason not to rejoice in your family history or honor your family history. It's certainly a good reason to keep the traditions of the family history alive. But don't fool yourself into thinking that you're German, Spanish, Italian, Brazilian, or Thai, or for someplace else in the world, if you, in fact, in reality, are American. So we got into this conversation because it started with that focus on this woman and her thinking that she's other. She should check other because she's got all kinds of stuff going on in her body. Oh, my God.
Join America's Orchestra, the Boston Pops, as they present Bugs Bunny at the Symphony 2, December 29th and 30th. Thrilled to Warner Brothers' classic Looney Tunes, projected on the big screen, while the Boston Pops perform the original soundtracks live. Catch the whole Looney Tunes gang in this one-of-a-kind Boston Pops concert. Bugs Bunny at the Symphony 2 at Symphony Hall. Tickets now on sale. Call 888-266-1200 or visit bostonpops.org. Season sponsor, Fidelity Investments.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Abrams. The lives of ordinary people are ensnared in a web of intrigue, and it all starts with rumors in my new novel. The story is fast-paced and draws the reader into the characters' experiences as secrets, lies, and conspiracies grow from rumors and create chaos in a quiet suburban community. Rumors, your perfect leisure time companion.
Rumors by Stephanie Abrams. Visit sabrams.com/rumors.
There's a small part of our island that everyone knows, but there's a whole country that people come to know and always come back to. This is the undiscovered Jamaica. It's a country of mountains and waterfalls and rivers and Jamaicans. Come roam our hills and explore our heritage. Come hear reggae where reggae was born. It's a Jamaica that's more unique, more inviting, more intense. Yes, it's a road less traveled. And that's exactly the point. Come explore the other side of Jamaica. Our Jamaica.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Biz Talk Radio.
I really can't stay.
Babe, it's cold outside.
I've got to
It's
go
Travel
away.
With Stephanie Abrams.
This evening has been so
yesterday, on Travelers 411, which you will find podcast and downloadable and archived at travelers411.com and sabrams.com, I had the wonderful opportunity to finally meet. And I say finally because the last time we were in Lake Placid at the Mirror Lake Inn, where behind the front desk you will see two wonderfully gorgeous framed medals, one an Olympic bronze medal and the other an Olympic silver medal, that were awarded to Andrew Weibrecht for skiing. And his parents are the prime movers, owners of the Mirror Lake Inn, where we are sitting now in the Algonquin Room, a wonderful spot for us to chat. And we did an interview yesterday, the October 21st edition of Travelers 411, and he was in hour one if you want to go to the podcast or the archived audio and have a listen. But we didn't scratch the surface. You know, there are so many fascinating people. It's a funny thing about inspirational destinations, places that are so naturally beautiful and wonderful. And something about that translates into a magnet that draws artists and writers and composers and musicians and athletes and people who like to hike and bike and walk and play and breathe fresh air. And so we had a marvelous chat, and there was still so much more to talk about. And so I am so thrilled to have with us again today to continue that conversation, Andrew Weibrecht. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me again, Stephanie.
Before we get into talking specifically about skiing and your experiences skiing in different places in the world, both as a, you know, a competitor and, well, do you ever go places just to ski for fun?
I go places to ski and have fun, but I don't specifically go on ski trips at this point in my life. I figure I'll do that later.
Later than what?
Later than this year. No, when
do you find that, you know, you're usually going somewhere because you're training there?
Yeah, I mean, that's generally, you know, really the recreational skiing that I do is usually at, when I'm home at Whiteface.
How many, clearly you could be training in Lake Placid in the winter months. Do you, or do you go elsewhere for more challenging places?
I go elsewhere, not because they're more challenging, but just because, you know, normally when we train, it's with the team and, you know, it's all set up.
And they're coming from all over.
Yeah. And so, you know.
So the U.S. Olympic ski team has how many people on it?
So I primarily race for the U.S. national team, which is where the Olympic members come from. So our national team has about 25 men on it.
And where do they come from?
All over.
Only men?
Well, 25 women, too. So 25 of each, but...
Oh, okay. So there's a men's team and a women's team?
Yes.
Men and women don't compete. You see what a hockey puck I am. Get me into sports and it's clear how ignorant I am. The men and women don't ski against each other?
No, we're totally
Why?
Totally on separate tours.
Why?
Different venues, different kind of...
Okay, did you see the new movie, Battle of the Sexes?
I haven't seen it yet.
You got to see it.
I'm looking forward to it.
It really is. It is. And for all of you listening, read the ratings. And I don't mean the reviews. I mean the ratings. Because this isn't necessarily a film you want to, when it comes out on, you know, rental or HBO or something, you don't necessarily want to put this on in the living room with your kids there. Because there is some, you know, questionable material for younger children. And for some people who might be offended by some of what goes on in this film. I have no problem with it. I accept life is, you know, life is. And
yeah, sure.
Hey, so I have no problem. And I have no problem with language. I mean, I think it is, you know, there are films that are violent that I find more offensive than films where people say naughty words put together.
Yeah.
You know, and some words are, you know, there's 30 words all spelled the same, with the last three letters the same, and you change one letter and suddenly you can't say it. It's like,
right.
What do you got against that letter? You know, it's, but so I don't have a problem with words. Words don't offend me at all, except maybe liar and rapist. I mean, those are, you know,
yeah,
those are bad words.
Those are offendable.
Those are horrible words. But in the film, it's a remarkable film in that it also incorporates snippets of newscasts that were, you know, the real deal, you know, like the Howard Cosell kind
right.
of piece of a newscast that's plopped into this film.
Right.
That's a fancy word for editing. And so, you know, and you hear not only actors portraying real people who said these real quotable things, and you see it in the film clips where, you know, well, you know, women, nobody would, you know, women's tennis would never fill a stadium. You're never going to be able to sell tickets for women's tennis.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you hear some of the things that were believed
right.
in the 70s.
Yeah.
And, you know, as gospel, absolute truths that were like, you know, you look at now the Williams sisters and
yeah,
Steffi
yeah.
Graf and, you know, all these other people that have made, you know, big marks on tennis in general, and of course women's tennis. And you have to go back and give Billie Jean King a big hug for all that she did for that. So, you know, I'm sure that there may be myths about, you know, men and women couldn't play against one another. That was the reason for the Bobby Riggs,
right.
Billie Jean
yeah, yeah.
King
yeah, of course.
Competition. It's like, well, you know, and she beat his pants off, but that's another story
right.
for a different day. But the point is that there are all these myths about how men and women couldn't compete against one another, and it's all segregated. So is that what skiing is dealing with now?
Yeah, I mean, there's some of that going on. You know,
I don't see what. See, maybe in boxing or something. I mean, but I know there are some women that could lift a truck. So
sure.
You know, and land a big punch. But I don't see why a man and a woman couldn't do downhill ski racing against one another or something.
We have one course that we ski in common. So Lake Louise in Canada is a common course. You know, generally our courses are, you know, and I'm not even going to touch the sexism thing here, but generally our courses are faster, more technical, bigger jumps, and generally more dangerous than.
Why?
I'm not 100% sure. And you know, I don't want
to
say anything that gets me in trouble, but you know, we train with the women
it.
Sometimes, and you know, I think that, you know, in general, the majority of the girls, I mean, you can ask them this.
I'm going to have to. I will dig into it.
Most of them don't want to ski the courses that we ski.
Yeah, well, I'm going to let them speak for themselves.
That's probably a good idea. That's as close to the subject as I'm going
to
get.
No, I would love to know the answer because I really stimulated my interest having seen this film, Battle of the Sexes.
For sure.
We're going to take a quick commercial break and come right back. Don't leave me.
At least I'm going to say that I tried.
What's the sense of my pride?
I really can't stay.
Baby, don't hold out. Baby,
it's cold.
Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Follow Ireland's wild Atlantic Way along the coastline from Kinsale to Malinhead, Ireland's most southern and northern points, and wend your way through charming towns and villages where you're sure to find locally sourced produce, freshly delivered Irish cheeses and creamery products, and fish and seafood caught in Irish waters prepared into mouth-watering meals created by skilled chefs waiting at a table set for you. To complement the experiences of your day exploring Ireland, let the mist of the sea embrace you as you walk along the beaches or ride horseback. Immerse yourself in everything that interests you: music, art, dance, architecture, history, literature. Take a course in surfing or maybe a cooking class, all by the side of the sea. And there are more flights to Ireland with the most competitive fares and accommodations, from B&Bs to cozy country castles. Visit your travel agent in Ireland.com.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
My name is Jim. I'm a veteran, and I lost both legs in Vietnam. My victory was proving that disability is not a limitation.
I'm Julius. I'm a veteran. My victory was going from homeless to home.
At DAV, we're on a mission, helping veterans of all generations get the benefits they've earned.
I'm Cece. My victory was finishing my education.
When America's veterans win, we all win. Help us support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
When did your light bulb go off? We're talking about that idea you have for a new product or app. Listen, if you want to make your idea a priority, but you don't know how to get it off the ground, you call Davison, the one company with over 25 years experience and exclusive process that turns ideas into products and apps that are found in retail stores and online. Our team has helped tens of thousands of people, just like you. Call now and ask for our free idea starter guide. We'll show you how to securely get started and protect your idea. Whether you have a patent or not, our process will get your idea ready to get in front of a corporation. Don't let your light bulb of an idea go out. Call Davison now for your free idea starter guide. Davison charges fees for services. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. Again, that's 800-213-9256.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number,
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Biz Talk Radio.
Today's show is brought to you in part by Jamaica Tourist Board, Jamaica, where you'll surround yourself with the infectious sounds of uniquely Jamaican music. Savor delicious dishes bursting with local spices. Enjoy the products of Jamaican breweries and distilleries, and carry home in your heart the Jamaican people. Learn more at visitjamaica.com.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
This is Stephanie Abrams going out of her way not to get Andrew Weibrecht into trouble, but I, you know, inquiring minds want to know. So, Andrew, if you're just joining us, is an Olympian. He is just a master skier, having won in two different Winter Olympics, the bronze and the silver in two different years and ascending. So are you going to be in another Olympics, you think?
I hope so. You know, we have a games this winter, so that's kind of
the goal.
Where
are they? Oh, they're in
Pyeongchang, South Korea. So that's, you know, right now I'm actively training for that. So hopefully everything lines up. And, you know, I think we have a strong team, so there's no gimmies. But
so when you say you race, explain racing.
So racing, for people that have seen it or maybe think they've seen
it. I watched the jumping.
The jumping, yeah. My father-in-law jumped Olympically.
Really?
Yeah, in 1964 or something like that.
What's his name?
Jay Rand, or 68, I think. But racing is you know, essentially there's four different events in racing, and there's basically the speed of the events is dictated by the gates that you go around. So the slalom is the shortest distance that people go, you know, so that it's short turns all the way up to downhill and super G, which are...
What's super G?
Super giant slalom. So it's slalom, okay. Giant slalom, super giant slalom. Yeah, they're really creative. And then downhill.
And as Sarah Isby, my senior producer's daughter, would say, super, 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 super slalom.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you don't jump.
We have jumps incorporated in our courses. So, you know, we're going to speed.
So you ski and then you come to a jump?
Well, we'll ski.
Because the jumps that, you know, I'm accustomed to having seen both, you know, like live in places like Bear Mountain or somewhere.
Yeah, of course.
In Canada. But mostly have seen on TV, and also in France, in Chamonix.
Yep.
But most of the time I have seen it on TV, and, you know, they just start from a standstill.
Right.
And then go straight down and zoom through the air like bird. I mean, it's...
Exactly.
Amazing. But you're talking about you're already racing skiing and you come to a jump in the midst of that?
Yeah, so kind of
whoa.
You know, we go out of the start and there's usually some turns and you know, the jumps are generally in the speed events, which is super giant slalom and downhill. And you know, as an incident, you know, it's not the main goal is to jump, but the way they build the train and things like that, you know, at a speed of 70 miles an hour or 80 miles an hour. You know, as the terrain changes, you know, you just can't keep snow contact. So you end up, you know, flying 60, 70 meters or however, you know, it really depends on the specific jump. But
so I was like 180 to 210 feet.
Yep.
Okay.
Sorry.
Because I'm, you know.
I forgot.
My brain was born in feet and inches.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's a tough time with metric, and I'm sure I'm not the only one.
That's the problem with being in a European-dominated sport is we get sucked into the kilometers.
Yeah, I get it. So you know, having never seen this, or at least maybe I have seen it, just didn't stick in my pea-sized brain. Most races, mm-hmm. you know, like long-distance running races, and even, you know, like the kind of races that, you know, a Jesse Owen would have run in. Everybody starts together, and whoever crosses the wire first wins.
Right.
Or like a horse race.
Yeah.
So do the racers in these Olympic ski competitions and the other competitions you participate in whenever, wherever, does everybody start together, or do you everybody start and you're getting digitally tagged by, you know, what time you started and what time you, you know, crossed the finish line, and therefore, you know, everybody could go out at a different time, and after it's all done, you find out who won?
Yeah, exactly. There's usually...
Exactly what? Which one?
There's usually 70, 75 or so people in the field. And, you know, you have the start gate. It's a it's an actual manual gate that you kick open as you go through it. And then there's a there's an eye at the bottom that when you cross it and make all the gates, then the time stops and that's what you get. So they rank you as you come in.
So what's been your fastest time for doing something?
I mean, the times change every time we race. You know, the courses change, the conditions change. You know, our highest speeds are around 100 miles an hour. You know, the longest course is about 2.5 minutes long.
Wow.
But it's always changing. I mean, even day-to-day skiing the same course, the times will be different.
Okay.
Based on weather and,
okay,
you know.
Here's my questions. Most of the time when I have seen, and I predominantly when I watch, it's the jumpy people.
Yeah.
They're not wearing ski masks on their faces. They're just, you see their face. They got goggles.
Yep.
But they don't have, it's cold out there in the snow in the mountains. Do you wear a face masky thing or just the goggles?
No, just I wear a helmet, goggles, and then my ski equipment.
Okay, so your facial skin is exposed.
That's right.
So do you grease yourself up with something? I mean, how do you protect yourself from the wind and the cold?
If it's really cold, and you know, we're talking...
Well, if you're going 100 miles an hour, even if it's 30 degrees, it's really cold.
Yeah, but you know, you're not going to get frostbite. It's.
I'm not talking frostbite. I'm talking... I went to Canada once. It was 20 below zero, okay? And I flew from New York City, from JFK or Newark or somewhere, to Toronto.
Yeah.
And it was 20 below in Toronto. And by the way, 20 below centigrade Celsius and 20 below Fahrenheit are the exact same temperature. That's where they intersect and meet. And I was told, you know, boots, slacks, coat, long sleeves, gloves, hat, scarf, cover your face, no skin exposed because your skin will crack. And they weren't kidding around. This was not, you know, joking stuff. Of course, it was ridiculous because I got off the plane, walked through the airport. The limo was waiting. I walked 10 feet outside, got into a warm limo. The guy had hot chocolate waiting for me, bless his heart.
That's nice.
Got out, walked in the garage of the building. I never was outside. I could have come in by pajamas. It wouldn't have mattered.
Yeah.
But I was dressed like a bear. So, you know, how do you protect yourself from that kind of weather?
We don't really, you know, I mean, sometimes
good,
I put a little grease on my face just to, you know, I figure I don't mind being cold. It's frostbite that I don't like. So if I'll grease things up just to make sure I don't get frostbite on my face, but
yeah, you wouldn't want to lose your nose. That would not be good.
Well, yeah.
not be a good thing. So, now that you have, how long have you been in the international arena?
I've been racing the World Cup level for since 2007. So I've been, you know, at the top level for about 10 years now.
Wow. Go you. You rock.
Thanks.
Do you have what, you know, in the dance world, although there are a few ballerinas who have proved the exception to the rule, for the most part, even with football players, you don't see, for the most part, people, you know, people age out at a certain point.
Right.
30, 35, you know, it's kind of over.
Sure.
Is there an over for this?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I'm 31 now. You know, I definitely don't feel as good physically as I did when I was 21, but I do have a lot more experience now, and I know how to do things much, much better than I did when I was 21. So there's a little bit of a trade-off with, you know, the virility of youth versus, you know, wisdom and experience. So I think normally around 35, guys start to kind of
That's the age in dance and a lot of sports, different sports. But so do you have some master plan for your future? I mean, do you plan to be, you know, a broadcaster telling people about what's going on, or the spokesperson for some amazing sporting goods brand? Or
I would say I have anything but a master plan at this point. I did 3 years of college at Dartmouth College.
Are you going to come in here to the Mirror Lake Inn and be the head honcho?
Oh, I don't know about any of that, but I think after I get done racing, you know, I have to finish my degree.
And what are you studying?
What's that?
What are you studying?
Liberal arts at Dartmouth College. So
In New Hampshire.
That's right. So that'll be the first step in my master plan, and that, at least that gives me a little bit of wiggle room to kind of come up with a master plan at that point.
All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break and come right back talking with Andrew Weibrecht, who is the chief Olympian. We'll be right back.
Going out in the storm.
But if you really hold me.
It's here, Amtrak's historic Great Dome car. Now through October 29th, this unique rail car offers an experience like no other. Passengers aboard Amtrak's world-famous Adirondack service can experience the splendor of upstate New York's fall foliage as this popular annual tradition continues along one of the most scenic train rides in the world. The car features an upper level with windows on all sides to provide panoramic views of the changing colors of the trees, sweeping vistas of Lake Champlain, and breathtaking views of the Adirondack Mountains between Albany and Montreal. Seats are unreserved and available on a first-come, first-served basis. Advance reservations are required. In addition, up to 2 children ages 2 to 12 may accompany each adult at half the discounted railfare. Details at Amtrak.com. It's Amtrak's Adirondack Dome Car, running from Albany Rensselaer New York train station to Montreal, Canada. But book now, as the last day is October 29th. Amtrak.com.
It's frightening fun this Halloween with Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops performing the score to Tim Burton's animated classic, The Nightmare Before Christmas. Halloween Eve and Halloween Night, October 30th and 31st. Trick-or-treating in spooky behind-the-scenes spaces at Symphony Hall. Then follow the adventures of the Pumpkin King on the big screen while the Pops plays the Danny Elfman score live. Come dressed in costume. Tickets are going fast. Call 888-266-1200 or visit bostonpops.org. Season sponsor of Fidelity Investments.
Ireland invites you to the exclusive Cliff Corknickels. Intrigued by Cliff Corknickels? It's simple. After gasping at the cliffs of Moher, too exhausted to talk, one starts listening to the chronicles of the locals in Cork, known for spinning a good yarn. Bring a fresh pot of tea, because in a land famous for its wool, the yarn can last all night. Cliffs of Moher, Cork, Chronicles, Cliff Corknickels. Flex that mouth and perk those ears. Take a vacation from the typical vacation.
Find great value vacation offers at Ireland.com.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street in New York City between 2nd and 3rd Avenues, featuring their signature frozen hot chocolate. And before you leave, pick up a copy of Stephanie Abrams' novel Rumors from their unique gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I'm at the Mirror Lake Inn in Lake Placid, New York, a wonderful place. And by the way, I didn't even mention it. We had the most glorious, I guess you'd call it a junior suite, because the bedroom and the living room sitting area and the fireplace and the big flat screen TV and the doors that overlook the lake were all in one big room. There was another bedroom with twin beds, so if we had had family or friends with us, they could have had the other room. There were two bathrooms. And the master bathroom, the bigger of the two bathrooms, they were both beautiful. But the bigger one, you could have invited the ski team to come in and shower with you. And just the tile work and just everything about it, so gloriously lovely. And I wish we had more time to vegetate here. But regrettably, we have other obligations. So we're going to be heading out of here in just a couple of minutes and hopping on Ground Force One, the wonderful ground service that connects Amtrak passengers with Lake Placid from Westport, New York. And that's all part of your Amtrak ticket, and they do a glorious job. I mean, it's elegantly done. So, Andrew, talk to me. You made a remark yesterday, and it's one of the reasons I wanted to have you back. Just as we were going out of the end of the first hour of Travelers 411, heard over many of these same stations, and you said something about, it was like one sentence long, maybe 15 words or less. Oh yes, I was there when we were doing a roadshow kind of a thing with the USO. Well, that's a story for a whole hour, and we've got about 5 minutes. So tell me about that.
Yeah, that was great.
Who is we?
Myself, Steve Holcomb, who was a bobsledder, but he unfortunately passed away this year, and Kelly Clark, who's a snowboarder. We went to Hawaii on a USO base tour, and, you know, kind of over 4 days, we toured all the bases and just went and did a meet and greet with the troops.
In Hawaii?
In Hawaii, yeah.
Holy cow.
Yeah, it was pretty
great.
You
didn't do any skiing while you were there, did you?
No skiing, no.
Do you water ski?
I used to when I was a kid, but I had a lot of shoulder injuries, so... I've kind of toned it back.
Occupationally a good thing to do.
Yeah, exactly.
I was once teaching a surgeon how to play the guitar.
Yeah.
Dr. Sandy Sheeman, for those of you on Long Island, an orthopedic surgeon, you probably know. After I'd given him a couple of lessons, he said, you know, the tips of my fingers are starting to get callous. I said, that's a good thing because that... And he said, remember, I'm a surgeon.
Yeah.
It's not a good thing for a surgeon to have calluses on the tips of their fingers. So that was the end of his guitar career. Yeah. So I guess shoulders can be a problem, even though you think of skiing as just legs.
That's been the majority of my surgeries and injuries I've had have been to my shoulders from skiing.
Majority. I don't like that word when it relates to surgery in the same sentence. Have you hurt yourself a lot?
I've had three shoulder surgeries, two ankle surgeries, and a knee surgery over the years.
Now, let's not talk about the shoulder for a minute, but the knees and the ankle story, were they from ski-related injuries?
Yeah, they were both. Yeah, they were all.
But normally, I mean, you know, one can have certain risks just in puddling around on a weekend on skis. But, I mean, when you travel at 100 miles an hour on your skis, you're looking for trouble, aren't you?
Yeah, I mean, the risk definitely kind of grows exponentially the faster you go.
I
mean,
I thought of this earlier, and I'm just so overwhelmed with questions. How do you describe for us so my audience and I can really internalize and identify with what it feels like without a face mask, just with goggles and a helmet and your insulated ski clothing, to be traveling, racing at 100 miles an hour? I can't have the window of the car open. I can't imagine a car like, you know, one of those Jeeps you see in African safari that doesn't have a windshield. I can't imagine driving. I mean, it must be like Thunder Mountain at Disney or something, you know, in the roller coaster. What does it feel like to be going 100 miles an hour and there's nothing between you and the oncoming wind?
How do you describe this for me? It's pretty scary. I mean, the way everybody describes it is, you know, stick your hand out of the car when you're going 70 miles an hour and then add 30 miles an hour to that.
Well, or drive 100 miles an hour. Still on an occasion.
Yep.
And you'll know what it feels. But wow.
But it's it's really weird because everything kind of gets weirdly quiet. You really don't notice anything, and you kind of get like a tunnel vision sort of thing going on. Which I guess is the adrenaline. But it's a pretty unique experience.
And you describe it as scary and you do it anyway?
Yeah, I mean...
How do you get over the scary?
I don't think you ever do. I think if you get over the scary, then you're in real trouble. But the only thing I've ever done that can really, I would say, really compares in terms of the experience to downhill, you know, downhill racing is skydiving.
Have you done that?
I did it once, and I'm terrified of heights, so it was a huge obstacle for me, but...
Wow.
That's kind of what it's like.
You got to do it again, and I have to tell you, I would be tempted, were you in my life, your royal adorableness, to lock you in a room and not let you out.
Yeah, that's what my wife is trying to do.
Oh, I'm with her, boy. If she needs a compatriot on her side in that battle... I'm up for it. I want to thank you so much for joining us today.
Absolutely.
It's just
Thanks
been,
for having
we have
me.
To get together again.
Absolutely.
I love
can't
you.
Wait.
I think you're marvelous, and you are a great dad, and clearly even your daughter agrees. She was amazing yesterday. I'm sorry she's not here today.
I think it was you she liked, because she's not usually that calm.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I can't wait. Remember, you made me a promise yesterday.
I did.
She gets out on her skis. She's 20 months old, people. When she gets out on her skis for the first time this winter, I got to be there.
You will.
So just give me enough advance notice, we can drive the 2 hours from Western Massachusetts to the Adirondacks to be here.
Perfect. Sounds good.
Okay. Oh, well, thank you for joining us, everybody. We'll be back next week. Got to fly now.
What's up, Doc?
Join America's Orchestra, the Boston Pops, as they present Bugs Bunny at the Symphony 2, December 29th and 30th.
Thrill to Warner Brothers' classic Looney Tunes projected on the big screen while the Boston Pops perform the original soundtracks live. Catch the whole Looney Tunes gang in this one-of-a-kind Boston Pops concert. Bugs Bunny at the Symphony 2 at Symphony Hall. Tickets now on sale. Call 888-266-1200 or visit bostonpops.org. Season sponsor, Fidelity Investments.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.